I'm going to read a very familiar passage, and the Lord spoke to me the other day on this, and never thought about it in this light. Luke, the 19th chapter, verse 37 through verse 40, I'm going to read. And it said, "And when he, Jesus, was come nigh, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen." Now listen to this. It's just old reading. "But the mighty works that they had seen." Jesus is on his way to the cross. He's coming to Jerusalem. Brother Croft, they're praising him for the things that they had seen. They were saying, "Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace on earth in heaven and glory in the highest." Some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, unto Jesus, "Master, rebuke your disciples. Don't let them say this. Don't you realize what they're saying? Stop it." Let me tell you something. This is a side note, but a heartfelt praise to God is always in order. If no one else praises him, but he's done something for me, I'm in the right. I'm in the right. I've got the right. So he said, "Rebuke your disciples. Tell them to be quiet." And we've read this many, many times. And Jesus answered and said unto them, "I tell you, I'm telling you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out." Okay, I've read that. I read that. I want to ask you a question this morning. What do rocks know? Brother Brett made a comment in his first word. He said, "I was as dumb as a box of rocks." What does rocks know? I think there's something that God wants to speak, and I felt this in prayer, that God just wanted to move in a certain way, maybe a little different way today, in someone's life. God, I'm asking you to touch in accordance with your will. Let your will be done. Let your purpose be done. God, I pray, let me speak what I'm intended to speak. I pray it in the name of Jesus. Amen. I have read, this is my old Bible that I started when I got out of Bible college, and it's fallen apart. It's still the one I like to read. I got to be careful or pages are going to, they fall out. I've got torn spots. I've got spots where the sweat of my hands has absolutely discolored the pages. What I'm trying to say is I've read this word. But I've come to realize something in the last few years, that as I read this, I am not just reading of events or stories or accounts. And it kind of goes along, Brother Brett, you and I spoke before service even started. I believe that God has given us this word as a concept, an idea, a truth. of how we live for God. It's not about, I've said this before, I don't need to know about David and Goliath. I'm not going to fight a 9 to 10 foot giant, but I will fight battles. I'm not going to build the walls of Jerusalem, Brett, but I need to know how to hold on. And I need to know there will be moments in every one of our lives where things could bring us down. Unforeseen, unexpected, but they could bring us down. But if I hold to what God has given us in this word, we will be able to make it through. Let me rephrase that. I will be able to make it through whatever life may bring me. I don't know what you have planned for tomorrow, but we don't know what tomorrow holds for any of us. But I know one thing. I can make it whatever comes if I hold on to this word, because the word, and I want to overly emphasize this, this word has already prepared you for what may come down the road. Okay? After 3.5 years of his ministry, a lot I could elaborate on and I won't. I wondered, yesterday I was here at the church and I was thinking about these scriptures. What did the people feel about Jesus? You know, think about it. Multitudes, it says, on several occasions were healed. Everybody knew somebody who had been impacted by the touch of the Lord. Everybody. There's no hiding it. There's not, I never heard. They all heard. What did they feel? And then what did they know about Jesus? Where were the people who stood there as they witnessed the miracles that were being accomplished? Where were they at the cross? Luke shows us in the reading that I read just days prior to the crucifixion, says that he enters the city, or as he enters, the people begin, the disciples, not just the 12, but the group that followed, they begin to praise God. And they begin to magnify him, it said, for the mighty works that they had seen. And then you go on, John tells us that people began to cut down palm branches and they put them before him. And I like this. It said the people who had been with Jesus when he called Lazarus from the tomb and brought him back to life, they reported what they had seen. Let me tell you something. Dwayne, if you told me somebody that had been dead for 4 days, but you stood there and watched him get out of the grave, I'm going to think you're either nuts or you know something I don't know. They were reporting what they had seen. And so they began to praise God. Then Luke gives us something that I think if no one else is going to get anything out of this, I definitely needed to hear and consider. When the Pharisees said, rebuke them, Jesus answered, I've heard it all my life. He said, I'm going to tell you, if these people that's praising me hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. Now, I was expecting something really spectacular by that word cry out of the Greek. You know, give me something that is heavenly in definition. It means literally to croak as a raven. I think I've heard some people cry. And anyway, or to scream, or call aloud, or exclaim. Okay, that's good. That's good. We've always interpreted this scripture, and I'm not belittling it. I'm not going to say it's not fact, but I'm going to say that I've seen it a little different than I've ever seen it. We've always interpreted this, if you don't praise Him. We sing the song, Ain't No Rock Gonna Take My Place. And I'm going to still sing it. And I think there's a lot of truth in it. But why didn't He say, if they hold their peace, Brother Cummins, I'm going to call the angels. That's puts more credence in this. I don't hear anything. What's been going on in your world? Just kind of, what's happened? What have you seen? How long have you been alive? When was this rock formed? Is that not legit? If I'm going to say, if they hold their peace of rock, tell me something. Tell me what's going on. Tell me everything that you've experienced or that you've seen or that you hear. But why didn't He say, if it's going to be praise, let heaven come down? Now that would impact somebody. If angels would have flooded the place and angelic choirs would have started singing something, does that not make more sense than rocks? Well, I was out talking to the rocks. When I was a kid, some genius came up with something. I don't know if any of you remember. They called it pet rocks. How many of you ever heard of pet rocks? You know what they do? No more than what this thing does. It's the dumbest thing. It doesn't accomplish anything. It's not a pet. You don't feed it. It doesn't come and sit in your lap unless you set it there. And if you do, you're one weird person. He intentionally, Jesus intentionally said, the stones. Well, my God can do anything. Yes. But have you ever read anywhere where it said the stones spoke out? He said they would. I'm going to tell you, there's a reason. I don't know if I'll be able to express what I felt in this, but there's a reason He said stones. I think that I have missed something in this through the years. Is He, I'm just going to question, this is for me, is He really saying the rocks or the stones are going to speak? Is He really? Is that something we should look for? You know, I was walking out the other day and I heard these rocks talking. No, you didn't. And I'm going to tell you something else. You're not going to tomorrow either. And you can sit here from now until eternity. This rock isn't going to say anything. It doesn't have any, it doesn't know anything. It's not going to. But if you look at the way that the Word of God talks about stones. Now, Brett, I'm going to use one of your tactics. I got way more to say than what I have time. I'm going to have to rip through some of this. I got to just take it for granted. I've got a whole bunch of stuff. The truth of it is, I thought about you yesterday when I was looking at stones. You have five stones that David took. You have, I mean, you can go on and on and on and on and on and on. There are stones in Joshua. There are 9 different memorial moments where stones are referred to. But none of them speaking out. One of the last acts of Joshua. Now, this is where this started working on me. One of the last things you read of Joshua. We go to the 24th chapter, I believe it, of Joshua. And when you read that, you find that Joshua, what we always talk about, this is where Joshua says, choose you this day whom you will serve. If it's the God of your fathers in Egypt or the Lord God, it's up to you. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And I applaud that, and I love that, and that's wonderful. But that isn't all he said. When he came to the end of his life, he reminds them of everything that God has done for them. He goes back to Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac. He goes back to Moses. He goes back to Egypt. And he's talking about that in that 24th chapter. He talks about the Red Sea and Pharaoh and his men being destroyed in the Red Sea. He talks about these things. Then he talks about the Jordan River and Jericho. Look what I've given you. You're eating from vineyards you didn't plant, and you've got houses you didn't build because I've been with you. That's where he comes. Then he says, you look at all that God has done for you, and this is where I'm coming to you today. If you've been blessed by God, if you've been blessed by God one time, live for God. If you've been blessed by God multiple times, you better have a determination that stands up and says, God, I'm going to walk with you. God, I'm going to stand with you. God, I'm not going to get away from what I know in you. So he says, you choose. Blake, I know you try to control your girls, all 3 of them. One of them ain't listening. The other 2, as long as they see you, they do. I mean, facts are facts. And there's going to come a time. Now, I've seen you pray with your girls. But there's going to come a time when they're going to do what they want to do. And there's not a thing that you can do about it. There's nothing you can do. There comes a time where they're going to have to choose. Am I going to live for God or am I not? I would like to get a hold of everybody that has any knowledge of God and shake sense into them and say, in this world we live in, if you're ever going to live for God, you better start living for Him now. If you're ever going to walk with God, you better walk with Him now. It's something that we've got to come, but it's up to me. I've got to choose. Let me tell you this. There isn't going to be anything else happen that's going to cause you to want to live for God. Chances are more than what's already happened. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Egypt, Red Sea, Jordan, Jericho, Promised Land. There isn't anything else that's going to happen in your world that has not already happened. He found you. I've heard some of your own personal testimonies, how God found you. Brother Moss, I heard how He found you years ago when you did not know anything about this. And why you're here is an act of God. But that could go on through all the way from Drew, all the way to Brother Charlie over here. And we can look at it. Look what God has done. But I got news for you. Charlie, God ain't going to do anything else for you that He hadn't already done. If you're going to live for God, you're going to live for God because of what He's already done. Don't look for something else. Don't expect anything. Well, if we could just have this type of service. I got news for you. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to come. Either you will or you will not live for God. Either you're going to love Him or you're not going to love Him. Someone told me one time years ago, I know you don't believe it, but I really do love God. I said, I don't have one doubt that you don't love God. But I'm going to tell you, you don't love God like I love God, because I can't walk away from Him. I can't throw my hands up and back off. I don't care what's going on. If I'm going to serve God, I'm going to serve God. If I'm going to walk with God, I'm going to walk with God. After all the people declare, oh, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24, verse 26 and 27. Verse 26. And Joshua wrote these things in the book of the law of God. Then he took a large stone and set it up under the oak tree at the Lord's holy place. He took a large stone and set it up. Now listen to verse 27. Listen to this. Joshua told all the people, this stone will stand as a witness for us. Listen. It heard. What? It heard all the words that the Lord has spoken to us. It heard about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It heard about your struggles in Egypt. It heard about your difficulties. Or if you want to bring it down, it heard about your problem that you're going through right now. It heard when you lifted a hand and said, God, I need you. And God, I'm going to walk with you. He's saying the rocks heard. And it's going to stand. What are you talking about? This mindless rock is going to stand as a witness for you. You cannot deceive the Lord. Okay? Bringing it down. Come on, Bethany. The stones and rocks. Stones and rocks were memorials. They were set up as a reminder. A memorial is something, especially a structure, established to remind people of a person or an event. And God said, set up rocks throughout your land, throughout your journey. I could go on into the altars, which were stones. Abraham went back to the place he first heard from God. Jacob came back after he left Laban, and he came back to Bethel, where he had an altar, where he'd had a pillow that was a stone. If I got into it, that stone he laid on witnessed the heavens open and the angels of God ascending and descending. There's some things that have happened in our lives that nothing can take it away. Nothing can remove it. I've got a stone that's been set up and a stone that's been established. Look what God has done in my life. Just stand with me. Every time in God's word, every time you saw this stone or rock, He said, remember. Remember. When they crossed the Jordan, He commanded the children of Israel to take 12 large stones out of the middle of Jordan and set it up where you spend the first night and make it a memorial. Just set it up there and let it just be there. What's that? purpose of a rock. When your children, let me tell you something. If your kids are ever going to know about God, you're going to have some memorials in your life that you can tell them about. That when your children ask you, generations ask you, what do these stones mean? That you're going to tell them. The Lord parted the Jordan for us, and we walked across on dry ground, and we saw it, and we felt it, and we experienced it. What he's saying is, don't forget it. Don't forget it. You know what's easy to happen? It's very easy for any of us. I've been in the church so long. Nobody wants to hear anymore. I remember when God brought me in. I remember when God touched my life. I'm going to tell you something. Quit saying no one wants to hear it. Doesn't matter if anyone wants to hear it. You've got to remember it. You've got to keep it. You've got to hold on to it. You cannot forget what God did. God parted the Jordan, but that's a long time ago. But it's still part of my heritage. It's still part of who I am. I don't get tired of hearing Acts chapter 2, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind that filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. I'm so tired of hearing that. I want to remember it. That's who I am. I want to remember a 10-year-old boy on Jefferson Avenue laying before the Lord the night I received the Holy Ghost. I left speaking in tongues. I remember that. God, let that be a stone in my life. Let that be a stone. What I think Jesus was literally saying when he was saying, if these hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. I think what he was saying was, there have been memorials all throughout Israel that's going to shout of the goodness of God. There's stones that have witnessed his touch, his miraculous, his healing. You know what else? They're 4 weeks away from Lazarus' empty tomb. They watched him roll that stone away. And Lazarus, you want a memorial? Go to Lazarus' tomb. Lazarus is alive. And in just a little while, you can go to my tomb, he's saying. A stone's going to be rolled away, and my tomb's going to be empty. Don't you ever forget it. Well, so here we are, Nelson. We're here now, long removed. But you know what's part of your life and your future? Is his empty tomb. You let those rocks speak out. You let there be a praise come out. God, I can make it. Oh, but I'm struggling in my job and I'm having this problem. I'm telling you, my God has brought us through. My God will continue to bring us through. I'm going to ask, and I felt this. I have no idea. I felt a couple of individuals. I'm not going to elaborate. I just felt in the Holy Ghost. If you haven't, and even if you have, you need to afresh. How many memorials can you have? Cornelius received the Holy Ghost, a Gentile that shouldn't. What did it say? Because your prayers have come up as a memorial. You want to have an answer? You keep praying to God that can give an answer. Don't you stop praying. What are you doing? I'm building a memorial. And at some point, it's going to be to the place where God recognizes it. But some of you need to set up some stones in your life. I'm not saying you need to find God. I already know God. But I'm saying you need to put up some stones in your life. You need to say, and I can point you out, you need to say, He healed me. Well, okay, a lot of us been healed. Yeah, but that's my rock. That's mine. He healed me. So when we talk about prayer requests, I'm going to go to my memorial. I'm going to go to my, let that rock cry out. The healer's in the house. The healer's in the house. Some of you need to set up some stones that something powerful might have happened in your life. An answered prayer. Sheila, I've told it a lot of places in the country. But that night, that Sunday night when you were going in, you were supposed to go in worried about cancer. And you were standing over here somewhere by yourself. And after service, you came over, you told me. You said, while I was standing there, someone came and wrapped their arms around me. And I felt such a peace. Said, when I opened my eyes to see who it was, there wasn't anyone around me. She went in the next day, there was no cancer. There was, but God gave her peace. You know what? Yeah. Let the rocks cry out. Let the rocks cry out. He's been with me. He's given me my hope. See, I need to remember. Every once in a while I could talk about go to the pit, which you're dug in the rock, which you were hewn and all of that. Don't ever forget you once was lost. Said it. But I need to remember. Somebody this morning needs to set a memorial, a rock, a reminder. Okay? By faith, this is what God is getting ready to do in my life or my family. I claim His promise, and I claim the one who said He will, that He will answer my prayer. Set that as a rock. Set that as a stone. Every time you pray, let that rock or that stone cry out. Let that stone say, to God be the glory. God has the answer. God's quit worrying about stuff that God said. If you'd set a rock up, if you'd set a memorial, you're going to hear something come back at you. Is it going to talk to you? No, but I'm going to go to it. I'm going to say, I remember. I remember. And I'm not going to give it up. I'm not going to walk away. Need to establish that. Hallelujah. What are rocks now? Jeremy? Rocks now. Devil, you lying dog. My God is a healer. My God is a healer. My God, I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it seems like. My God is a healer. I'm going to set that up. Devil, you can look at it every day if you want to. My God is my healer. Hallelujah. I don't know if anybody needs to or not. I have no idea. But if you're in this house, as they come, they begin to sing. If you're either one of two things, do you need to go back and remember and look at those rocks? Remember what God did for you? Or maybe you need to establish something new and afresh. It's time things change. Quit just getting to a point and then falling back. Getting to the point and falling back. It's time to say, I put a stone down. I put this down, and it's going to be. Hallelujah. As we begin to pray and they begin to sing, is there anyone in the house that would just say, it's time. I'm going to put a stone up. I'm going to put a rock up, or I'm going to go back to a rock that has impacted me and that's changed my life. It's up to you. Serve God if you want to. Don't if you don't want to. That's your business. But I've got enough right here. I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise in the valley and praise on the mountain. Oh, I praise when